Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Growing up from another country before coming here definitely changed the way I see things when it comes to a point of maturing and realizing reality. Before I came here to the US 5 years ago, I was still living in the Philippines. I'd say I wasn't in a place fully developed, and you can feel the essence of living in a province. The trees, the land, the people, the culture, it's all very different from here. Being raised in the Philippines, I saw two different kinds of life. A life of poverty around me, but full of dreams, full of determination with a little chance to make it out. The other is a life here, where there are opportunities and ways that'll encourage you even more to prosper. The sole reason why I came to this country. To have that taste of chance, not everyone is fortunate to have. Although I know that there are a lot of people in my country who have even more drive to prosper, I think what discourages this drive is the scarcity of the opportunities. I'd say I'm lucky to be here, and specifically in San Francisco, a city full of community. The diversity made it easier for me to adapt. I found friends that I could rely on and people that are willing to help. Spending the last 5, almost 6 years living here, I know that what I have now is the fruit of my parents' sacrifices, and I know not to take their sacrifices for granted. Now that I'm finally about to graduate high school, I won't waste the gift my parents give me. That could be an entire legacy. With the opportunities all around me, colleges and universities that I could utilize, I always look back and think, what if I was still in the Philippines? My dad would probably still work abroad, and I'll only be able to see him for a month or so every 1 or 2 years. My parents would work 3 times as much just to put me in college. That is why I look at the gift of education here as a silver lining. I love my country. It's a wonderful place. But no matter how beautiful a rose is, you sometimes can't help but get stung by its thorns. And that's its sad reality. Coming to this point, I'm still only starting. But being aware that there are countless possibilities that lie ahead for me, I'll grab them all, make my parents proud, and make myself proud to have a better life. I know I'll face a lot of hardship ahead, but achievements and milestones are always hard-earned. Nothing comes in an instant. That's what my dad always say. With a perspective, I'm Randall Jed Feliciano.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.